Blog Talk Radio.
You're a mystical man. Lead us through.
Open to receive the magic of life.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Go Within or Go Without Radio. I hope everyone is doing great today. I want to thank you for taking time this morning and spending time with me and this beautiful 30 minutes that we have together. Today I'm doing something different. I don't have someone that I'm actually going to be interviewing because today I really wanted to teach. And I've been thinking maybe this is a format that I may want to go to. I clearly would love to have your feedback on that. But today we're going to be talking about living your dreams. What does it take to live your dreams? And I want to encourage you guys to please call in if you have a question or you'd like to, you know, for me to just listen to your dream. You can dial 646-668-8847, and I'd be happy to bring you on the air. So I was thinking about this idea of dreams. Think about it. The dreams of today are the realities of tomorrow, and yet most of us have forgotten how to dream. Most of us have given up on those dreams. Most of us have resigned to the fact that the life that we have today is the life that we have today. And folks, I'm here to tell you that it doesn't have to be that way. It doesn't have to be that way. You don't have to give up. Now, I do get it. I do get it that when we're younger, we are full of ideas. If you can just think back to one thing that when you were before you were 20 that you said you wanted to be. You wanted to be a rock star, or you wanted to be a teacher, or you wanted to be whatever. Can you remember that? Can you just feel for a moment what that feeling must have felt like? I mean, we were just full of energy and life and willingness to risk. And then life goes along, and we have a lot of faith at that age. We have a lot of faith until we tend to get into our midlife. And we have a whole lot of faith when we are at the end of our life. Because somehow our humanistic desire to connect with the Creator or a Creator of some sort gives us that faith. Gives us that faith that we can make it until we see the Creator. So what happens in the middle? What happens in the middle? You got to have faith in the middle. Because in the middle of life, today for me, the middle of life is when we have all the experience and the wisdom. We have the experience and the wisdom that has been given to us by the experiences of actually falling down, failing. And we get back up and we figure that that's probably not a good way to do that, so we figure out a different way. But that, my friends, is when we should have faith, is in the middle. That's when we should continue to pursue our dreams. And I know that a lot of people are thinking, because I think it myself, what happens if I fail? Well, what, you lose some things, some material things? I don't know. I think that if we don't, I shared with not too long ago on Facebook, I was sharing this tape I was listening to many years ago. I remember driving from Rancho Cucamonga to Anaheim where I was working. It was a long drive, and I was listening to Les Brown, and he was asking his students, "Where's the richest soil in the world?" And people would answer, you know, Saudi Arabia, the Middle East for their oil, and he'd say, "No." And then he'd ask again, "Where's the richest soil in the world?" And people might say, the Colombia for the emeralds that are there. And he'd say, "No." And somebody, "Africa for the diamonds." "No." And finally he said, "Folks, I'm here to tell you that the richest soil in the world is in your local cemetery." Because there, my friends, are all the dreams that could have been. Those are all the dreams of being a teacher, all the dreams of being a fireman, all the dreams of being a doctor, a lawyer, a parent, whatever it may be. There is the richest soil in the world. And I thought about that, and I thought, wow, I remember driving, and there were tears streaming down my eyes because I was saying to myself in the car, I don't want to be that person. I don't want to be that person. So today we're talking about dreams. We're talking about, you know, what it takes for us to fulfill our dreams. And I'm going to share a couple of things, and I see already we have some callers calling in. I'll be happy to bring you into the conversation. But I want to share with you a couple of things that you need to do in order to pursue your dreams. Today, as many of you know, I have embarked with a team of people that believe in this dream to build a spiritual center, a spiritual retreat in the Andes called Richari, in a place next to Molepata, Umanpata. It's called Huanapoco. And it's a big dream, and people are going, wow, you're really putting yourself out there. But I don't know any other way to live. I get bored when life gets too simple. And it's just in me. And I had this dream when I was 13 that I would somehow be a part or see a community, a place that people could go and find peace and tranquility and connect to themselves. That was 40 years ago. That was 40 years ago. And so the first thing in seeing your dreams come true is that you have to learn to stand in your own truth. I have to stand in my own truth. That what I know and what I have experienced and the wisdom that I have attained through the 53 years of my life have brought me to this place so that I could use all that, all the friendships and relationships and all the people that support the work that I do have brought me to this place for me to actualize. Oh, I can hear it now. Many people say, where are leaders? Where are centers? Where is peace? And I can just see the divine whispering in your ear. I sent you. If you have the dream within you, then it is you that needs to actualize it. Now, you don't have to do it alone. I don't think any of this is meant to do alone. But I do know this, that once I sat asking the divine, how big could I dream? How much audacity could I have? And the answer was, so big that only I can help you. That only I can help you. So we want to learn to stand in our truth, to be willing to stand alone if we need to. Because people support people who have consistency in their life. They support people who are risking in their life but also have the credibility in their life. And when you stand in your truth, no matter what, life has a way of supporting you. Life has a way of bringing that into existence for you. Standing in your truth is being willing to dream, to go after those dreams. Standing in your truth is being the person that you want to be, having the job that you want to have. Standing in your truth is living the life that you feel is there for you. And not giving in to the societal pressures that this just is the way that it's always been done. Well, maybe that's so for everybody else. But for me today, I will stand in the truth knowing that this dream that has been bestowed upon me by the divine is the real thing. And I will seek it out. I will seek it out. Henry David Thoreau is one of my favorite writers, and he talks about that whole idea that, you know, to chase our dreams with all the, and of course I'm paraphrasing, all of the zest that we have, in our life, and he said we will connect, we'll see success beyond our wildest dreams. But most people quit before they saw the success. So the first thing I wanted to teach you this morning is stand in your truth. Stand in your truth. The second thing that I think that we have to, in order to manifest your dreams, we must understand that our most dominant thought is always being brought into existence. Our most dominant thought is always being brought into existence. That which you focus on becomes reality. Remember what I said at the beginning of the show. The dreams of today are the realities of tomorrow. The thoughts of today are the realities of tomorrow. We must be mindful. We must be mindful of those ideas. We must be mindful of our thoughts. If you think you can't, you're right. If you think you can, you're right. What you choose to think about. And so I sit here and I tell you about my center that someone asked me on an interview I recently did, how do you know to be successful? And you know how I answered that? With the end in mind. Stephen Covey used to say, begin with the end in mind. I said, I am rocking back in my chair, looking out at the landscape of the mountains as I sit and look across the plains of crops, smoking my tobacco pipe, going, wow, what a ride. It's not a matter of will it be done or not. I've already stepped. That stuff is not up to me. It's not up to me. It's up to me to hold the thought long enough, consciously, subconsciously, super subconsciously, but holding the thought long enough for it to bring itself into manifestation. How many of you have had dreams when you were younger that you let go of? Oh, I can't. I'm too tall, too big, too fat, too overweight. No money. I got too many obligations. I've got a mortgage. I've got this. I've got that. Really? I promise you on your deathbed, when you take that last breath, all these things won't matter. What'll matter is if you loved. What'll matter is if you cared enough to dream big enough. And so when you think about standing in your truth, you've got to be so laser focused, knowing that your most dominant thought's always going to be brought into existence. And then the third thing I want to share with you before we take some callers is you got to identify in your life what is the lie you've been telling yourself? The lie you've been telling yourself is stronger than your truth. Is the lie that you've been telling yourself that you couldn't because of all these external things stronger than the truth of you living your dreams out loud, of you seeing the flourishing of something that's been in you for as long as you can possibly remember? Is that stronger? Is the limited beliefs that you tell yourself? Oh, I can tell you right now, folks, I don't mind being honest with you. I'm scared. I get a little scared. We launched this crowdfunding campaign 2 days ago. I don't have any control when people push the button to give. I don't have any of that control. I only have the ability to do what's in front of me, to stay focused, to be mindful in the moment, and stay focused and do the things that I'm supposed to do and let go of the expectation of the end result. Oh, that makes me a little bit scared. So those are my lies. The lies that I tell myself is they're not going to make it. Nobody's going to care. Nobody's going to give. Blah, 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 blah. And the truth is that I am born in the image of greatness. Therefore, I have greatness within me. And if I can hold that thought long enough, letting go of the expectation of the end result, but holding with commitment and intentionality the idea that I'm sitting there smoking a tobacco pipe, looking at the mountains, is a reality that's coming. And our job is to stay focused and move forward in that moment. That's crazy. Live your dreams. Step forward. I want to encourage you today that if you have a dream within you, find a way. Water is amazing because it always finds a way. It always finds a way. It's the universal solvent. You know how I know that? Because in my 11th grade class, I missed it on a test. They asked the question, what is the universal solvent? What gets through everything? People said metal. I said metal. It's not. It's water. Because water erodes everything. It just tap, 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 tap. Have you given up on tapping? Like the water? Seeing itself through no matter what the surface is? That's what we got to do. We got to be willing to face our challenges and the lies that we tell ourselves and say to ourselves, it's not true. It's just not true. And I want to encourage you today, as I move forward, the teacher only teaches what he or she needs to learn. Oh, someone said, your wrist big, Daniel. I said, but I see the center already. I even see the one in the Himalayas. I hope that you'll go to our crowdfunding site. I just saw that I didn't put that information on the page here, but I will go back and edit it and put the site. Go there. See the video, see the work that my team has put together, the people who believe in this. Give, even if it's $10, whatever it is. Not because you're supporting me, but because it gives you hope in your dreams. Let's get together and together let's make this a reality, not for me, for us, so that you can see that you can do this too. It may take a village to raise a child, but it takes a village to raise a center. It takes everybody from the people who will donate financially to the hands that will make the adobe bricks that build the center. So stand in your truth. Recognize that your most dominant thought is always being brought into existence. And identify whether the lie you're telling yourself is stronger than the truth, than that burning desire that's within you wanting to come out. Ask yourself that. And then lastly, and I'm going to take a call. There's a 714 number ending in 111148. I'm going to bring you on in just a moment, just so you're ready. Celebrate. Celebrate life. Celebrate everything and be grateful. That because you were blessed enough to get whatever it is that you're standing in front of. You know what? Everyone, close your eyes for a minute. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath. Exhale. Now just be still for a moment. Now when I tell you to, open your eyes and whatever you see, give thanks that you can see it. Open your eyes. You know what I saw? The studio of the radio show that I'm doing right now. I'm grateful that I have the capacity to be able to reach you this morning. I'm grateful that I have the opportunity that to deliver a message and be a conduit and a vessel for peace and tranquility. And I'm grateful that you're here. Whatever you saw, give gratitude for. And when we celebrate life, no matter what, when we celebrate life, we get more. Oh, I know life gets tough. It can be tough. And what about this? It's the first of the month, and I can't pay my rent, and I can't pay my mortgage, and I can't pay this, and I can't pay that. Well, maybe that's true. But being in that space will not help you get it done. So I'm gonna bring in a listener here if they want to come in against the 714 number. I'm going to unmute you. Good morning. You're live.
Good morning, Daniel. How lovely to hear what you had to say. It's Stella.
Thank you. Hi, Stella.
You're welcome. Hello, darling. So I have been listening to you. I loved what you said that Les Brown shared with you. That was Very poignant, very, very, very deep. I have several dreams, and most people know me as the book lady. I help people write books. You know this.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things that I came into at 40 years old, literally, never knew I could sing, and then the right teacher showed up, and I learned to sing opera. I didn't know I had an operatic voice, but my first language is Italian, and it was such a shock. I mean, it was just such a shock to me because I went through my life not knowing I could even carry a tune because I had too much vibrato in my voice when I sang. And so that came very natural with the opera and along with the Italian. It just became very easy.
And you said it started at 40.
At 40, yeah.
Wow.
I mean, I literally just happened to take a class. And I had spoken in front of thousands of people. I have a lot of public speaking behind me with the Nordstrom family because they helped launch my first career. So it was really shocking. And at the same time, it's like, what do I do with this? What do I do with this? And everywhere I went to perform, they would say, people would say, cry in my audience, and they would say, where are you performing next? And to me, it was such a shock to be able to do that one that it was hard to imagine myself, you know, performing. But literally within 18 to 20 months, I was on stage with professional musicians, my own ensemble, and of chamber musicians, that is. And I traveled and sang everywhere I could. In Italy, I had my own maestro. So I come to the stage with not a whole lot of training, but it comes very natural to me. And it's one of those things where I need to do something with this. It's a gift, and I need to share it with the world. And so my one of my many dreams is to be able to perform on a live stage, a big stage, a big venue with an orchestra. I mean, I've done a lot of different performances, but I've never done one quite that big. And it's very, very exciting and scary, but I know I could do it in a heartbeat. If someone said to me right now, sing for me, I would probably do it. And so that happens all the time, by the way, and people are very surprised. Because it's just one of those things, because my teacher was so liberating that she gave me all this confidence that you don't have to warm up. If you've been speaking, you could sing at 6 o'clock in the morning or midnight.
Wow.
And so I don't have the story of, oh, I have to warm up first. I don't have a lot of the stories and a lot of the bad habits, unfortunately, that many singers attain throughout their careers. And because I started at 40, my voice is very, very, very strong, and I could take off the rooftop of a building because it was preserved for 40 years. And so I have a lot of power behind it. So it's very, very, it's scary in the sense that it's something I've never done, but I know musicians here in Santa Fe are coming out of the woodwork. I'm meeting them left and right. And so
that's
there's
awesome.
There's an opera house here, so that's very exciting as well. So that's my dream. I have accomplished most of my other dreams throughout my life. And so this is one that I really, really would like to experience, even if it's just one song.
Well, there you go, folks. And so all of those that are listening in, someone out there might know somebody who's connected to an orchestra. I know that Mr. Betancourt from the Opera House in Boulder, Colorado, I know I'm putting you on the spot, but I know you listen to the show. So maybe you guys can connect. Well, see, that's how it works.
That's awesome.
What she just did, folks, is you put your thing out there. You got to put your dreams out there. The reason why people have a hard time with their dreams is somehow in their little pea brain, they think they got to do this alone. You don't have to do this alone. You just got to be willing to talk about it. You know, in the great writing, it says, where two or more gathered, there I am in their presence. where there is more thought given forward, which is why I've involved so many people in this dream to build the center, because when there's more energy going toward it, the more people that are thinking about the center, the more likely it is to happen quickly, right? So I think that's awesome, Stella, and I encourage you. I think you did, but you went on a trip with me to Peru, but didn't you sing somewhere in the mountains?
Yes.
When we were in the mountains?
Yes.
I thought you did, yeah.
In Machu Picchu.
That's right. You were in the audio, the theater audio of Machu Picchu, and it has, like, perfect sound there. And you did your operatic thing that got everyone around there to wake up. Good stuff.
Yes,
Thank you for calling in.
I love it. Thank you so much, Daniel, for the work that
you
do. And I also see the venue, your venue, your center
Our.
Already done. I see.
Yeah.
Our
Thank you so much.
Already there. You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
Have
Thank you
day.
For calling in. Enjoy Santa Fe. All right.
So folks,
I just got a few minutes. I mean, it went by fast, and I really enjoyed this. I want some feedback. Do you want me teaching more? Maybe off and on do interviews. 1 week I teach, 1 week I don't know, and take calls, and I want to work with you. Thank you, Stella, for calling in. I want to read something in closing because I want to share with you something that Henry David Thoreau said in Walden. And his life in the woods, because this is the way I feel about the center. I want you to feel the emotion behind the why. And this is what he said. It's this quote. I went into the woods because I wished to live deliberately, to front only the essential facts of life and see if I could not learn what it had to teach and not, when I came to die, discover that I had not lived. That I did not wish to live what was not life. Living is so dear. Nor did I wish to practice resignation unless it was quite necessary. I wanted to live deep and suck out all of the marrow of life. To live so sturdily and Spartan, like as to put a route to rout all that was not life. To cut a broad swath and shave close, to drive life into a corner and reduce it to its lowest terms. Oh, can we all live that way? Can we all step back for a minute and just appreciate that in our lives? Live that way. As he said, just like I said at the beginning of the show, that Les Brown and here, Henry David Thoreau saying, living life so that you don't get to the end and realize you haven't lived at all. I want to encourage you today, whatever your dream is, and if you need help, give me a call. I have lived my life doing opposite of what people told me to do, and it hasn't always been easy. Taking the road less traveled is not easy, but oh my gosh, I left Best Buy 20 years ago, and today I can tell you that although it's been full of twists and turns, there was no quitting and no retreating. Today I sit here with you as an audience, which is a dream of mine also, and I want to just encourage you to just step into your dream. Make your dreams the realities of tomorrow. Next week, we're going to have a expert talking to us about crowdfunding. Yeah. So if you're deciding you maybe want to do something around the crowdfunding area, listen in next week at 8 o'clock. If no one has told you today, let me be the first or the last to say, I love you. Have a beautiful day. Have a beautiful evening. Namaste.
You're a mystical man. Lead us through sacred land. In the magic of life. You're a shaman that leads other people to be. In the magic of life.
Open to receive.